This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, good evening and welcome. Hey, nice to be back in the studio, although we did have a lot of fun last Sunday. We need to do another one of those remotes. That was absolute blast. But welcome back to your liberal resistance headquarters. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to reach out, our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at the John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. We have a great show planned for you tonight. I was hoping to have Michael Whatley, the chairman of the RNC. He's had a travel conflict. We pivoted, but we do have a great show tonight. Free market economist Michael Austin will tell us about WOJ, the Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency. They have a grassroots initiative that has completed a comprehensive review of the city of Wichita's budget. They're inviting residents to help shape its final recommendations by completing a community survey. We'll talk to Michael about the survey and about the results of their study. A talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning will tell us why he says COVID didn't just damage our health system, it decimated our economy and gutted the soul of the American work ethic. Dan Schneider, vice president of the Media Research Center's Free Speech America, will tell us about a new MRC study that shows that PBS NewsHour's liberal bias is not only intact, it's actually accelerating. That won't surprise anybody. Donna Rhodes and Jamie Kissinger will bring us an update on the latest goings on with the Wichita Pachyderm Club and the local chapter of the Kansas Federation of Republican Women. And Travis Couture Lovelady from the Kansas State Rifle Association will update us about their annual meeting coming up on July 12th in Topeka. So we've got a great full-packed show. And, of course, we'll still take your calls at 316-869-1330. I've had a busy week this week. I was on KCMO on Friday on Mundo, filling in for my buddy Pete Mundo. We talked a lot of good stuff and spoke to the Pachyderm Club, actually, on Friday. And one of the things that came up in my conversation at the Pachyderm Club was USD 259 and what they're looking to do. And the only way to really phrase it is to just say, here we go again. Just 4 months after Wichita voters flatly rejected a $450 million school bond tax increase, the bureaucrats, career bureaucrats at USD 259 are already back at it, plotting to put another bond issue on the ballot as soon as this November, or maybe next March, or maybe whenever. I mean, who knows with these people? They're gluttons. But that's right. They're trying to strong arm the newly formed Financial Oversight Committee into giving the green light for another swing at your wallet. You'd think after blowing $250,000 of your money just to promote their last failed bond campaign, they'd pause, they'd maybe reflect, maybe just maybe try a different approach. But no, the arrogance of some at USD 259 is off the charts. This isn't about kids first. This isn't about educating the kids or about the teachers. This isn't about future-ready education. This is about power. It's about control. And it's about taking more of your hard-earned money without ever being held accountable for results. And it's certainly not about listening to the people of Wichita, who voted resoundingly to reject the last bond. Let's start with some brutal facts. Right now, in Wichita Public Schools, just 19% of students are proficient in reading. Let that sink in. 19%. Math, even worse, only 16% are proficient. Now, the district touts their graduation rates, but if you're graduating kids that can't do math, you're graduating kids that 81% can't read proficiently, and 84% aren't proficient in basic math. The solution, folks, is not more buildings. That means more than 8 out of 10 students are not at grade level in basic subjects. But somehow the solution isn't curriculum reform. It's not getting back to fundamentals. It's not, you know, let's get more teacher pay. The district isn't advocating for that. No, let's advocate for building more buildings. You know what? I've got a crazy idea. Let's fix what's broken before we start asking for more money. Now, I know they'll say, oh, but this bond is different. This one will really help students. Well, how? Where's the track record? You haven't let the body isn't even cold yet on the last bond. The last one, the one that passed or failed, rather, and didn't even dead yet. And the one before that, the one that passed back in 2008, was supposed to usher in a new golden age of education in Wichita's modernized facilities, better learning environments, cutting edge resources. And yet, over the last 25 years, there's been no significant improvement in student achievement. None. In fact, Wichita's state assessment scores and ACT scores are now half of the Kansas state average. Let me repeat that. USD 259's state assessment scores are half of the Kansas state average. This isn't just a few bad years. This is an entrenched systemic failure. And what's their answer? Raise your taxes. Give us some more money. And to add to this insult to injury, we've learned that the district has been padding its graduation numbers. It's the only thing they can hang their hat on is graduation rates. Graduation rates of kids who can't read and write. They've been cooking the books, fudging the numbers to make it look like progress is happening when it's not. Is this what accountability looks like? Apparently it is over at USD 259. Is this what earns a second bite at the taxpayer apple? Snow White wouldn't even eat this freaking apple. What's worse is the timing. It's brazen. You'd think after voters said no just 4 months ago, these folks would get the message. Instead, they're already back at the table, pressuring the so-called Financial Oversight Committee to bless another election. Newsflash, if you need to twist arms in a back room justify another tax hike, you're not working for the people, you're working against them. You're working for the system. And let's be honest here, this isn't about education outcomes. If it was, you wouldn't have 19% of your graduates reading and writing. If it were, you wouldn't have 14% of them able to do basic math. If it were, we'd be having conversations about teacher quality, teacher pay, about classroom discipline, about bringing back proven rigorous curricula and not woke ideology. Instead, they'll talk about HVAC systems and more stadium seating and new sign out front and lighting at an athletic field. Listen, folks, the problem in Wichita is not the buildings. It's not the bricks. It's not the mortar. It's the system. It's the leadership. It's the KNEA and the unions. And it's the utter lack of respect for the taxpayers and the families who have to fund this mess year after year after year. Here's the bottom line. Taxes keep going up. Student scores keep going down. And the district just keeps asking for more. They're like little Oliver. Please, sir, may I have some more? No, you don't get any more. At what point do we say enough? At what point do we demand results before funding? At what point do we stop letting the education bureaucracy spend our money while failing our kids? Wichita deserves better. So I say to USD 259 and anyone pushing bond scam 2.0, save your glossy mailers, save your yard signs, save your consultants and PR campaigns, because until you show respect for the taxpayers and real improvement in the classroom, Wichita voters aren't buying what you're selling. Not this November, not next March, not ever. Until you get your schoolhouse in order, we say no. We'll take a quick break, and then talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning will tell us why he said COVID didn't just damage our health system, it decimated our economy and gutted the soul of the American work ethic. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, and they're not getting it at USD 259 either. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. They're a fantastic organization. If you're looking for a way to get involved, if you don't have a campaign that you want to work for or something like that, AFP are great folks. They believe freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We're trying right now. We're still trying to get, Judd Dunning, our next guest. In the meantime, I don't know if you really are aware, but did confirm with Kathy Bond and with Diane Albert. I haven't had a chance to talk to Hazel yet. But according to Kathy and Diane, the USD 259 is indeed exploring another bond, and they're looking at this November to hold the election. Now, the last one was $450 million, and like I said, it was rejected by Wichita voters. And apparently, this next one, they're not only looking at doing another bond in November, but they're actually, if you can believe it, looking at doing a bigger one, $480 million, because apparently, if you can't fail, you know, once, you fail up the second time. I don't think they'll get 480. Frankly, their best shot was at a special election with low voter turnout. In a November election where you have a great higher chance of, well, there will be higher voter turnout and in particular higher partisan voter turnout, I think it's going to be a hard road to sow. You also are going to have more candidates on the ballot, so more people driven to the polls. Just because of that, it's going to be hard to get this thing across the victory line, the ribbon, for lack of a better term. But on top of that, I'm not sure it'll even pass through the school board. I've spoken to Kathy Bond. She didn't vote for the bond the first time. She does not support putting it on the November ballot. One change is Diane Albert, who was supportive of the bond the first time, but is not supportive of this effort. She does not support putting it on the November election. And when I asked her, you know, because I'm sure people are naturally going to assume, well, it's just because she's up for re-election and it's political. And I don't actually believe that. I think what, you know, and sure, what she articulated to me was one of the arguments that people who voted against this said was that the district is not listening. They're not being responsive to Wichita voters. Well, how can you say you're being responsive and then turn around less than 4 months later and go back and ask for more money, literally more money? And so I think, you know, at this point, I tend to agree with Diane. It's just not set aside the fact that I opposed it the first time and will do everything I can to oppose it again. It's very disingenuous for them to try so soon, try again for more money, even if they came back and said, okay, $150 million instead of $450 million. My first response to that would be, well, if you could have done it for $150 the first time, why didn't you? If you can do it for $150, why didn't you do that the first time? That way you don't have to, you know, bother. There's just no point. If you could have done it for $150, then why did you ask for $300 million more than you needed? Oh, I know why. Because you're greedy. So the whole thing, it just seems like you're tone deaf. And, you know, we had Superintendent Kelly Bielfeld on the show. He seemed pretty responsive. He seemed sharp. I liked him. He was very friendly. We obviously came at it from different perspectives. I don't think he has an agenda here, but I do have to disagree with him. Now, I do know for a fact that the Kansas Association of School Boards and the KNEA have an agenda. For them, it's all about power. For them, it's all about greed and money and power. I don't think Kelly is that way. I think Kelly honestly is looking to, you know, what he thinks is right. On the other hand, he also works for the unions and he has to do what the KASB tells him to do because he's beholden. And when the unions bark, most of those people say how loud. And when they say jump, they say how high. And it's just that's the way it works in that education establishment bureaucracy. But it'll be interesting. I mean, this is nothing new. While serving on the State Board of Education, I know Walt Chappell fought up against this time and time again. He's got a good op-ed in the Wichita Eagle this week. And he talked about how teachers were being forced to change grades so some students could graduate, even though they'd not passed exams and were frequently absent. And this is all part of that bureaucracy that is designed to prop up the system. And that's what this bond would be. And if they tried to do it again, we'll just have to gear up to kill it again. And frankly, I think it's time to stop trying to get Wichita voters to pass another tax increase. And that's the other argument. Last time they were able to claim it wasn't a tax increase. It was, but they were at least able to somewhat manipulate folks by saying, well, we're not raising taxes. We're just renewing the current bond. Well, that bond's dead. That bond expires. Wichita voters rejected it. So now, if they do it now, it's a tax increase. No matter how you spin it, it's a new tax. It's a new bond. And anything that passes now is a flat-out tax increase, no matter how you spin it. So it'll be interesting to see. I hope it doesn't. It only takes 4 votes on the school board in order to kill it or pass it one way or the other. So we'll see. I'm hoping that they can kill the darn thing. So, Phil, who did we get here? Did we finally get Judd? Or?
We do have Judd.
Oh, fantastic. Well, with us now, this will be interesting to see if I can cram this in. We may have to fudge our timing a little bit here, but
I think we can.
We'll see if we can fudge this a little bit. So one of the things that I wanted to try and grab, and we've been off topic a little bit, but we've got an interesting story that broke recently about COVID and how the numbers have just not matched up. With us now is talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning, who's got an interesting piece out where he goes into kind of explaining why he says COVID not only damaged our health system, but it really and of course devastated our economy, but it also gutted the American work ethic. Judd, thank you for joining us. I'm glad we were able to finally kind of make things work.
No, not at all. Pardon me for being a little bit off.
It no.
Must be a vaccine injury.
Yes, yeah, long COVID, I'm sure. And we know that not only did, I mean, the economy being damaged, that may have been self-inflicted. But I think one of the interesting things that's been an offshoot of this whole COVID thing was this new entitlement class of remote workers that were created out of this. And you're still seeing it today where you got federal workers that are suing because they're being forced to go back to work. Companies that feel like they have to allow people to have remote work, even though it may not be good for their environment. And that all is an offshoot out of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually been a big push for what they call stress cases now. So, I mean, the great thing about Trump, right? I think we all acknowledge this is you've got a public work ethic. Love him or hate him. I love him. You know, we see somebody who just grinds away to create the American dream. I was just in Italy and it was fantastic. I was there for 3 weeks for our 20th anniversary. And I was like, what is not working here? Well, the average production of an Italian versus American is 38.4% of what we do, of what our output is. So we still have this phenomenal economy that people should have, you know, the privilege, which Trump is talking about, of working with our economy. But at the same time, you have an entitled class that was created. We had, when we were hiring during COVID, we had people tell us we used to have like 276 people like apply for one job quickly, 1,000 sometimes. And, you know, people banging our door to meet us in person. We usually hired that person to people who are now like, hey, you know, completely focused on their role within their part of the economy
Did I lose you? Judd, I think we lost you. You know, that's what happens with live radio. I apologize, folks. Let me do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll see if we can get Judd back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning. You know, by the way, if you want to swap show producers, Judd, I'm happy to make that swap with you.
No, that's done. I think I was late, so I deserved a quick disconnect.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll give Phil a pass on this. Actually, this is his only screw up, and he's been at this for quite a while now. So we'll blame it on the gremlins.
Can I finish my point?
Yes, please.
I want to say this. I say, you know what you have to forget is like you know, back in World War II, it was patriotic to marry and have children. It was actually aligned with our country. Now we have globalists and plutocrats and all these people pulling our workforce in these nihilistic different, you know, directions. We're a Judeo-Christian work ethic nation, right?
Right.
But if you think about it, really, is your productivity, your part of our country, like, we've divorced work from patriotism. You know, that is another level. Smart cities, family, gender, deconstruction, long game of the left. Well, let's deconstruct work. You know, we have to take work back. We have to give people, you know, we have to talk to them like my employees call me a toxic Gen X basketball coach. but I say to them, I say every day, I say, let's see what excellence we can create. What can we do? And that was not what happened in the result of the work ethic and the result of the vaccine. And the other thing they did is they decimated the office class of America.
Yes.
People had created offices. You know, in multifamily, they subsidized rents, right? But the office buildings that they decided to wrongly shut down, they should have done like the Spanish flu, they decimated the work culture. And they didn't bail out the families that have been buying office buildings forever. You know, COVID wiped out our vacation savings, our retirement savings,
right,
our work savings, all of our savings. But we didn't bail out the office people, did we? We just let them hang. And then the left marched on our productivity. And if America can become second class, then the leftists win, because that's what they want. Right. They want us to blend in and homogenize. And that is what happened to our work culture, too. And people don't talk about it.
And you're absolutely right when you talk about that labor activism, that the way it's become anti-patriotic. And you know, I go back to, you know, back to JFK. You know, he said, basically, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. That mindset now has, you know, putting your family, your team, and your employer ahead of your personal convenience, that's all gone now. It's now all about me, me, me. What's in it for me? What can my employer do for me? It's just all completely reversed. And the same thing is happening at the federal government. I mean, they're these federal employees that are suing or trying to resist the changes that Donald Trump is making is shocking, as if they think they are entitled. It's such an entitlement mindset now.
Oh, absolutely. I call it TRS. It's now Trump resistance syndrome, right? The
yes.
Fed doesn't want to come down. Moody's wants to derate our country. And then everything we're pushing back. And they're not pushing back because of policy. They're pushing back because they have a position that an entire failed platform. There was not one thing on the leftist platform that was redeemable. Like, oh, my God, that works really well. There's
right.
Nothing. So what they have to do is they have to attack, because they're like a toxic person that, you know, can't admit that, hey, you know, it didn't work this time. We need to rebrand. We need to figure out. Because I'm not a hard right person that makes the left wrong, because I love this country. But their concept of care, when hijacked by the progressive left, has deconstructed everything. They did a horrible job.
Well, and when you think about it, the same folks that spent years during COVID saying trust the science are now the ones who can't define a woman and want men to play in girls' sports. So those folks have lost their credibility as far as I'm concerned. Judd, if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Unapologetic Judd and online at bulletpointnation.com, correct?
Yeah, I'll simplify it. You just get to me by at Judd Dunning, 3 D's, 2 N. That's kind of that kicks over to those. So it's just at Judd Dunning online.com online, or best just through Twitter. Yes, sir. And then I post my article at Newsmax under Judd Dunning as well.
So I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for working us through the little glitches. I appreciate you,
Back. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, okay, Judd. Appreciate care. It. Right, coming bye-bye. Up. Travis Couture Lovelady from the Kansas State Rifle Association will tell us about their annual meeting coming up July 12th in Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. It's a great organization. If you're looking for a way to get involved, get engaged in elections coming up this fall, or want to help, I don't know, remind folks how important it is that we change the way our Supreme Court justices are chosen, AFP is working to help deliver that, to help educate voters. If you want to get involved and help out with that effort, you can reach out to them at AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, while you're online, make sure to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us now is a buddy of mine. We served in the legislature together. He's now with the Kansas State Rifle Association and the NRA. Travis Couture Lovelady, when I think about it, you and I – I remember when I came in as a freshman, and now I'm sitting stuck behind a microphone and you're still getting good legislation passed. So you've gone up in the world and I'm just, a guy here behind a microphone.
Hey, the guys on the mic like yourself getting the message out. That's pretty dang important too, because otherwise it'd just be the libs talking, right?
Well, that is true. Okay. I'll give you that. But at least you're getting good things done. I mean, I look at what the stuff that you've got accomplished this year, and not only in Kansas, but you've been able to push back on some. I mean, I don't know what's happened in Colorado. I think they're just smoking too much of Willie Nelson's weeds. But you guys have made some real progress in some of these other states, and you've been able to hold the line here in Kansas. You and I talked on Friday when I was filling in Kansas City, and reflected on some of the things that we were able to accomplish, and campus carry, constitutional carry, the changes here in Kansas. We really are one of the best states for Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely right. And you look at the guns and ammo and some of those other rating systems, they rank the states by most gun-friendly states, and we're consistently up in the top 10, if not top 5. And if you look at the gun control crowd, they always give us an F, so I think we should be proud of that too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well... I mean, there's that famous quote from Winston Churchill, if the people are mad at you, that's good. That means you're doing something. That means you stood for something. And you can all that other adage that says you're judged by your enemies as well. So it was frankly, if the gun control, the orange shirt mafia are mad at you, I'm happy to have, that crowd be mad at me because they're unhinged. I've seen it, some of the wackadoodles downtown Wichita who are, they're anti-gun and they want to take away. And you try and have a conversation with them and explain that the legal gun owner is not the problem. And no amount of legislation or stickers on doors is going to prevent a criminal from, misusing guns. That they don't want to hear that. It's not the lawful gun owner. It's the criminal. And they don't care about guns. Hence the fact that they're criminals.
That's right. Their opposition comes from a place of emotion, not of facts and logic. And so they just don't really understand it. And they don't want to look at it from the data. They don't want to look at it from just rational thinking that, you slap a sticker on the door, criminal's going to walk right by it. But the law abiding citizen is the one who's stuck saying, do I break the law or do I continue to defend myself?
Well, and, you know, one of the things that you guys, I try when I can, and I've been able to make the last couple of them. You guys have your annual meeting that's been a lot of fun. I know last year was here in Wichita. This year, coming up July 12th. By the way, we're talking with Travis Couture, Love Lady from the Kansas State Rifle Association. It's July 12th. It's in Topeka at the Ramada. Most of the legislators will be familiar with that. But you've got a bunch of cool stuff, including a fundraising shoot. You'll have obviously some great auction items, some phenomenal speakers as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the annual meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting it all together. I was just talking to Representative Ken Corbett, who runs Ravenwood Lodge there in Topeka, and we're going to do a fun clay shoot there in the morning. That'll be at any time between 9 and 12. Just come as you're able to and shoot. That'll be a great time. And then we'll have vendors and such in the afternoon back at the Ramada starting at 1. We'll have a legislative forum at some point, probably have some of our upcoming gubernatorial candidates coming by, I would imagine. And then we'll have a wonderful dinner that evening with, as you said, a great speaker, Dan Mears. For those of you who've heard of him, you might have seen him run around Arrowhead Stadium dressed as this big wolf.
That's right. Dan's a friend of mine. He for those of you who don't know who Dan is, he is Casey Wolf. And he has a phenomenal story. People may not be familiar with the story of what happened to Dan, but first off, he's just a great individual. He's a wonderful man, a Christian, a hardcore conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. But a number of years ago, I can't remember how many, but Dan was doing preparing for a stunt, and they were going to have him on some cables and some rigs, and they were going to have him up at the high ring of the stadium there. And there was something wrong with the rigging, and he fell from the high rings of the stadium into the stands, into the concrete, and severely. I mean, it's really a miracle, and he attributes it to God that he wasn't killed, but it was a long recovery. And he's just such a wonderful individual. And yes, I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about life and faith and, you know, probably a little politics. But really, if you haven't heard him speak, it's just a wonderful presentation about life, the importance of life, the importance of appreciating everything you have. It'll be a very unique presentation. And of course, if you're a Chiefs fan, then you definitely will want to be there because, and I, you know me, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I still love Dan Mears and the message that he shares.
Absolutely. He's such an uplifting person. With all he's been through, he's just an inspiring personality. It's going to be a wonderful message. You know, somebody asked me the other day, well, have you ever met him? I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, many times Casey Wolf doesn't speak, so I've never spoken with him directly. So it'll be a lot of fun to get to actually talk to him and hear his message. And it's going to be a really, really, like you said, it's unique. It's not your typical gun guy you'd expect to have
right.
speaking, but it'll be a great message for members and anybody that chooses to come join us.
Well, and if they're a Chiefs fan, trust me, he's got, I mean, he has 3 rings. He travels with the team. He knows them all.
That's a good point.
You and I have been around this conversation because I know what a diehard Chiefs fan you are. And you know, because my family personal connection, how a diehard Broncos fan I am. And it was ironic because I was talking to Dan the other day when I found out he was coming to be your speaker, and he said, well, John, I still pray for you because you're a Broncos fan. So, you know, that that's Dan. But you guys, I know you've got one of the best things, and I know because last year when your event was here in Wichita, I tried to win. And of course, Jennifer Basinger snuck in there and swooped in, and she outbid me on a bunch of stuff. But one of the best things about your events is some of the auction items that you and the raffles that you do. I'm amazed at some of the prizes and things that you guys have available for folks.
Oh yeah, we had wonderful support last year from many great organizations, companies, individuals that donated tons of stuff for our. We had a live auction, a silent auction, and we had raffles for firearms too. And we're working on putting that together again. We'll try and I won't lie to you, John. I'm going to get Jennifer to get a bunch more tickets again. So you know, but we'll We'll see about you as well.
Yeah, well, you know, this is another little anecdote. Travis has always given me a hard time. I was one of the only legislators in Topeka that had an A-plus rating and didn't own a firearm because I'm too cheap. I'm a Scotsman, and the gun I want's too expensive. My wife and I just wouldn't buy it. But so yeah, maybe one of these days I'll break down and buy one.
One of these days. But we've got firearms, so we purchased at a good rate, including from companies. Great friends of the KSRA, like TriStar. Hodgson Powder has been very helpful. Our friends there who've been longtime KSRA supporters, Shields, Bass Pro, Cabela's, those companies have been wonderful the past few years in getting some items to us. So whether it was just gift cards or items for the silent auction. So yeah, we're really excited. We had Fornity, Stop Box. I mean, Remington. So there was tons of wonderful, wonderful prizes last year, and I'm working on rounding those up right now, and it's going to be another good one, I'll tell you that much.
Well, and if folks haven't met or had a chance to talk to some of the gubernatorial candidates, I know last year it was one of the first opportunities to talk to some of those congressional candidates. This may be one of the first opportunities people will have. I mean, Lord knows we're looking at, what, a dozen? By the way, are you running for governor, Travis? I mean, we're happy to take your announcement if you are. It seems like everybody else is running.
I can declare right now I will not be on that ballot for that office.
Neither will I. If folks are interested, if they want more information, they can find that at kansasrifle.org, correct?
That's right, kansasrifle.org. If you've got questions, if you're currently a member, you want to inquire about becoming a member, you can check out the website. You can text us at 913-608-1910. Anytime, we're available to answer questions. Or if you prefer email, it's info@kansasrifle.org. And you can find us on all the social media, Facebook, X, Instagram. So yeah, we're all out there, and we're there to answer your questions. We'll hope you'll be able to join us for the meeting.
They can also get the Gadsden flag license plate there too. I know my wife keeps harping, because as soon as you can get the personalized ones, she wants to get hers. I know that was something that Blake Carpenter was able to get passed, and from what I understand, it's like the number one selling personalized plate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the top selling distinctive license plate with the state of Kansas. And yeah, when you go to renew next time, you should be able to get that personalized. So be on the lookout for that. If you've been holding back, I know there's a few folks that were like, well, I really want it, but I don't want to lose my personalized plate right now. Well, next time you go renew, you should be able to get that. So that's exciting development and a tweak the legislature made. But yeah, we can't thank Representative Carpenter enough for thinking up that idea for us. And it's been a real wonderful, wonderful program. Not only is it great visibility, you see them running across the whole state, but we've been able to use that, the $25 per plate, we've been able to use that for Second Amendment advocacy, for our youth shooting programs, youth hunting programs, our training programs. It's just been a wonderful promotion of the Second Amendment in Kansas.
Well, Travis, again, if folks want more information, the annual meeting's coming up on July 12th in Topeka at the Ramada Hotel. They can get that information at kansasrifle.org.
That's correct. And all of our social media channels. So thank you, John, for having me on.
You're very welcome, my friend. We'll see you then. We'll take a quick break. We've got actually kind of an interesting conversation. We're going to talk with free market economist Michael Austin. He chaired the Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency, WOGE, which is a new grassroots initiative that Dalton Glasscock formed to complete a comprehensive review of the city of Wichita's budget. And they're inviting residents to help shape their recommendations by completing a survey. We'll talk to Michael about that and about their results when we come back. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Well, let's keep it that way, huh? Shall we? Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And of course, make sure while you're at it that you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, 6 months ago, like for example, online like that, you can, you know, get links to the KSRA's annual convention and things like that. 6 months ago, a citizen-led advisory group was formed to give the Wichita City Council insights on closing its budget gap. This was a bipartisan group of local professionals, Wichita, you know, business folks, public figures, and auditing experts, including myself. I don't know which one I follow. I'm certainly not an auditing expert. So, but for example, State Representative Henry Helgerson, a Democrat, Celeste Reset, who was a bank auditor, ran for mayor as a Democrat, by the way, all came together to help form this advisory group. Our goal was to provide practical and achievable recommendations to help close the city's budget shortfall without tax increases or sacrificing core services. With us now is the chair of that advisory group, Michael Austin. He's a free market economist, been on the show a number of times. Michael, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Oh, good evening, John. Thanks for having me on.
So, Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency, or WOGE, love the name, by the way. Basically, you guys came out with a number of findings, and I know the survey, the results are going to be posted soon. One of the things that WOGE found was that Wichita spends more per resident on administration, parks, public safety, and transportation than at least one of the peer cities that you analyzed. If Wichita were to align with the lowest cost peer cities in those categories, it would save up to $75 million in today's money. Is that correct?
Yeah. So to backtrack a little bit, we basically examined the numbers from every angle that we could do in our time constraint. We tried to find multiple ways that the city can deliver better value to residents. So we tried to use four different approaches. The first approach is, well, how does Wichita spending compare to cities that are the same size or the same geography or the same economy? That was one.
Can you give us some examples? Like what cities did you look at?
So I won't tell the cities just yet because they're still preliminary, okay. But things I can definitely tell you would be, we tried to pick cities that were also in the Midwest. We also tried to pick cities that had the same, how do you say, regional hub, the same magnitude of a regional hub in their respective states. We also looked at cities that maybe had the same economic industry. So as an example, Wichita is really great when it comes to manufacturing and aerospace. We tried to find cities that had a similar strategic advantage when it came to manufacturing as well. And so we picked about 4 to 5 cities, and then we just tried to compare their individual budget items, right? What are they spending on parks and rec? What are they spending on cultural arts and programs? What are they spending on economic development? And from looking at Wichita and how it compares to those different cities, we found that if they tried to be the lowest, spend the lowest amount per resident in almost every one of those major categories, the city could save up to $75 million.
And that's, I mean, you don't necessarily have to. Heck, I would love it. I wouldn't mind, but I'm a fiscal hawk. But even if they went for half of that or a third of that, it would solve their budget shortfall. The shortfall is only anywhere from $2 to $5 million, depending on the time frame that we're looking at. They wouldn't have to shave off anywhere near those types of numbers. And all of this would be designed to prevent a tax increase.
That's exactly what we're thinking, too. Thankfully, Wichita is in a situation that even though it's in a shortfall, the shortfall is only a couple million. And so we feel like if we can provide these examples and show that, hey, it's possible that you could get even tens of millions, then even if they only get 1% of the savings goals that we had outlined, that could be enough to close the budget and we don't have to deal with property tax increases,
right,
or sales tax increases. To backtrack just slightly, so we did that city-to-city analysis, and then we looked at vendor payments and economic development as well. And we found that if we made sure that we competitively bid on our vendors, that we didn't duplicate things, that we tried to find efficiency, we also found up to $72 million from that alone.
And then don't get me started on economic development. We looked at that process as well, and we felt that we could come up with about $30 million in potential savings.
There were a couple of things that I saw that you know, I know, like, for example, Visit Wichita is sitting on a massive cash reserves. There were things like no bid contracts. I've always been a stickler for the fact that the city is, you know, still funding the 2% of the budget towards art, despite the fact that they're looking at a budget shortfall. Little things like that that could also, again, fix the budget shortfall and not result or cause the city to go once again back to the taxpayers and raise their taxes.
Yes, and I guess I'll also add this. You know, I'll reiterate this, and I hope I reiterate it more than once. We're not insiders. We're just folks here that just ask questions, and we have the skills and the knowledge and the ability to just do a deeper dive than anybody else, or at least anybody else is willing to spend their time to do it. And so our report, yes, is built on data, but we also want it grounded by the voices of everyday Wichitans. And so we just acknowledge that numbers don't tell the whole story, and that's why the fourth part of our report is we want to get feedback from citizens out in Wichita. What are they seeing? What are they noticing? If they were in the driver's seat, what would they recommend in order to help the city find some savings? And so I think the more responses we get, the stronger our report will be. And when we release that final report in the summer, we want it to reflect both the complex data and the priorities of everyday Wichitans.
Did you get good cooperation? By the way, we're talking with free market economist Michael Austin about the results of the Woj survey. Did you get good response from the city? Did they cooperate? Did they give you the data that you needed in order to do this analysis?
Yeah, yes, they have. They've been very forthcoming. Obviously, getting help, or at least a high five from our great mayor, from great city leaders like J.V. Johnston or Dalton Glasscock, and then even going into the staff. You know, we've had a great number of contacts within the Department of Finance to not only get some questions or answer that we had, but also hear from them on what they would like to do in order to make the city more efficient. So far, you know, we've got really great feedback from, you know, all walks of life, whether they're in the city or without, about how they can make this city operate better, and we're very grateful.
You mentioned the survey. If folks want to take the survey, what's the link? What's the best way for them to go do it? Obviously, by the way, they can go find a link to the survey on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, but give it to us now so folks want to take the survey and give you their feedback.
Sure thing. So just like you said, you can find the survey on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. You can also find it on my Facebook page. That will be at KS Economist. I pinned it. So it's going to be the first thing you see when you look on my Facebook. It's also pinned on my Twitter at KS Economist as well there. And please take this survey. We are we now have about 200 hopeful residents that have taken this survey so far, and they've really given us great feedback on where the city should look in order to reduce its looming budget deficit. But as I said before, the more people that can chime in, the stronger our report can be. We want to show city leaders that not only are we recommending savings, but we have people behind us saying that this is the right way to go.
Well, Michael, I appreciate it. I appreciate the work that that you did in leading this, you know, grassroots initiative, the citizen-led initiative. I hope we get some good survey results. I hope my listeners will go and take the survey. It doesn't take long, a couple of minutes, really simple, but it gives them an idea. You know, this is the only way that the city will listen is through these types of surveys. And it's not put out by the city. It's put out by this commission. And I really hope that this audience will just take a minute, go do the survey, give them their feedback. If you don't want your property taxes or a sales tax, or if you don't want taxes going up in general, go take the survey. You can find it again on the show's Facebook page. Michael, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you very much again, John. Until next time.
We'll take a quick break, and then Dan Schneider, Vice President of MRC Free Speech America, will tell us about a new Media Research Center study that shows that PBS's NewsHour and their liberal bias is not only intact, but it's accelerating despite their testimony before Congress. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John. I love that Riley Gaines intro, by the way. And is she not just taking it to Simone Biles? Why do people pick on her? You know, of all the people you pick a fight with, Riley Gaines would not be the one.
No.
to pick a fight with. Trust me. Riley Gaines won, Simone Biles nothing. Game, set, match. welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. When are people going to learn not to pick on Riley Gaines? I tell you.
They haven't yet.
They haven't. No. Clearly, they haven't. Despite, I don't know if you saw, PBS CEO Paula Kerger's claim that before Congress that we work really hard to try to bring multiple viewpoints forward. And if you buy that, I have a I have a lovely piece of oceanfront property outside Topeka to sell you. A new Media Research Center study proves otherwise. As the Trump administration enters its second term, PBS's NewsHour liberal bias is not only fully intact, it's actually accelerating. With us now is Dan Schneider. He's a fierce free speech advocate, say that four times, and vice president of MRC Free Speech America. Dan, and to top it off, he's a Jayhawk. He's a fellow Jayhawk. So, Dan, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
My graduate degree says KU. My heart is with K-State. I grew up in Manhattan. It is great to be on your show. My family is listening to me, no doubt. But PBS and NPR, it's not just that they are terrible. They're also lawbreakers.
Yes.
People forget that these two media entities, PBS and NPR, were created by Congress. And so then they've been getting hundreds of millions of dollars every year to perform a public service. And, you know, John, of course, you are a legislator now, so you understand that when somebody gets our tax dollars from a grant or a contract or anything like that, it comes with strings. NPR and PBS do not have the same kind of constitutional free press rights that any other media outlet like you have, because they have to comply with the law.
Right.
And the law is clear, John. PBS and NPR, and I'm quoting here, John, they must adhere to strict balance and objectivity in all matters. But NPR and PBS, they've been very clear and unambiguous. They will not cover the other side of the issue of, say, climate change. They refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop story. They, by their own words, were breaking the law, and they break the law every single day. Thank God we finally have a president who's saying, Congress, let's strip them of their money. They've been breaking the law for too long.
Well, Dan, you know, the left is going to say that you're mean and you want to defund Elmo and Big Bird. But when you look at the MRC, you guys tracked every guest appearance on PBS NewsHour, for example, from inauguration day, January 20th through May 19th, and found 4.2-1 ratio of liberal to conservative guests, and an even more lopsided 6.5-1 when it came to government officials. I mean, and I'm actually surprised the numbers weren't higher than that, because those are like MSNBC numbers right there.
Yeah, but John, we at the Media Research Center, we always are very objective. Unlike NPR and PBS that are purely subjective and political, we try to be very objective. So we simply counted the people who attended, who spoke. So, yeah, 6-1 Republicans. But guess what? The handful of Republicans who showed up were, of course, never Trumpers. They were the people like Liz Cheney, right? Those are the people that NPR picks and PBS picks for these sorts of things. Completely biased.
Well, yeah, it's like Governor Kasich. You know, there's another perfect example that you can have quote unquote Republicans, but if they're never Trumper Trump haters, but they happen to have an R behind their name, like you said, Elizabeth Cheney. I mean, that doesn't count. That's Kensinger, you know, having him on there. I mean, it's come on. But those are the type of quote Republicans that they will put on their show. And then they can say, well, we had a Republican on, so it's bipartisan. Beating up on Donald Trump, basically.
Yeah. And John, am I being mean? No, I'm not. Because things have only gotten worse at NPR and PBS. The numbers show that they are even more biased now than ever before. They've been put on notice repeatedly that they are breaking the law, that they have to come into compliance with the law, or else they're going to lose their money. And they've, for years, they've just always thought nobody will have the will. You know, anybody sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will not have the will to actually do it. And Donald Trump does have that will. And now we've got a Congress, you know, and even though they're very, very thin majorities, John, here's some great news. One of the four House members that we were very concerned about, a guy out of Idaho, Mike Simpson, he has just announced he is going to vote with Donald Trump to rescind funding for NPR and PBS. So our odds of getting this actually signed into law just went up dramatically.
Good. We're talking with Dan Schneider, Vice President of MRC Free Speech America. You mentioned the numbers. I mean, they're pretty obvious. 173 liberal-leaning guests versus 41 conservatives. Liberal journalists outnumber conservatives 22-1. And you had zero pro-Trump Democrats that you tracked on the show. Nearly half of Republicans were anti-Trump. I mean, those are – it's pretty obvious when you look at the bias. How then does PBS CEO Paula Kerger go on and actually say that they bring multiple viewpoints and that they're not biased? How does she make that claim?
Well, she didn't just merely make a claim. She swore under oath that this was true. But that, I was at that committee hearing, and the committee hearing started with the chairwoman of the committee saying to Kerger that you guys played Drag Queen Story Hour to kids on TV.
Right.
And Paula Kerger said under oath that that was not true. Well, at the end of the hearing, the chairwoman pulled out the video and played the video of this drag queen literally singing to the tune of, you know, when the wheels of the train go round and round, or the wheels of the bus go round and round, singing, you know, to that tune, when the hips of the queen go swish, swish, swish during a children's programming hour. That PBS CEO was lying under oath about Drag Queen Story Hour, and she's been lying under oath about the political bias at PBS. She not only is breaking the law daily, but she's lying under oath as well.
Well, and this isn't the only one. I mean, we just saw just this week was another Sesame Street that featured a trans hairstylist in a monster makeover. I mean, this is, again, first off, whether or not you want to indulge in this or you want to teach your kids about this, that's your choice. If you're a parent and you want to teach your kid about trannies and monsters and hairstyle and whatever, but why is it? This is public federal taxpayer money going to push this kind of, it is literally the definition of grooming, if you ask me.
Well, John, do you remember the character Gonzo? Muppet Gonzo?
Oh, well, yes, Gonzo, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, Gonzo now has a nephew/niece, Gonzarella.
Oh, geez.
Who is a trans Muppet. So this just doesn't stop. These people are out not to serve the public interest, but to serve a radical agenda. And do you know what? If you're at CNN or MSNBC, you've got First Amendment rights, you can do that. But if you're at NPR, National Public Radio, or public broadcasting system, they're supposed to serve the public, and statutorily they've got to be balanced and neutral, and they are not. They are simply an arm of the Democrat Party. They're their most vicious talking points for the Democrat Party, and our tax dollars should not be funding them any longer.
Dan, I appreciate you guys. You at MRC, you guys, and Newsbusters too. My buddy Curtis Houck, I love Curtis. You guys do yeoman's work. If folks are interested, if they want to read more of this report, they can find it at mrc.org, correct?
Yep, and sort of the main news outlet for MRC is called newsbusters.org, so that you can find it very easily right there. And, John, the vote is expected this Wednesday or Thursday in the House of Representatives to defund these terrible propagandist outlets.
So we need to make sure I'm sure we know how Ron Estes will vote, but my guess is our delegation, other than Charisse Davids, will all be yeses, and Charisse, I'm sure, will be a no. There's nothing we can do about her. She's a Democrat. But Dan, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John.
We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills, and then Donna Rhodes, I think that's her first name, Donna, Mary Jo, I can't remember her name. Well, we'll remember. And Jamie Kissinger will bring us an update on the latest goings-on with the Wichita Pachyderm Club and the local chapter of the Kansas Federation of Republican Women. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330. Betty. Maybe her name's Betty. I can't remember. I'll try and remember. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
An appropriate song. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. ID 87 and 1330 KSS. Nicely done, Phil. Oh, this is a very appropriate song for these two, because these two are tough. Trust me. They're tough. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. If you're looking for a way to get involved, trust me, the folks at Americans for Prosperity are great, great organization, great way to get involved in campaigns or activism, helping to educate voters. You can get more information by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org. Speaking of ways to get involved, with us now is Donna Rhodes and Jamie Kissinger. They represent two different organizations here in town, the Wichita Pachyderm Club and the local chapter of the Kansas Federation of Republican Women. And I invited them to come on this evening just to kind of tell us a little bit about their organizations and about ways. I mean, I try and get the Sedgwick County Republican Party to come on. But in the past, we've also tried to have both of your clubs or and organizations come on to tell us about what you've been up to. I try and mention the Pachyderm Club. Jamie, you know, occasionally I remind people, hey, what's coming up on Fridays? Don't forget, because it's every Friday, 11:30. The lunch starts at noon, and it's at the, well, it was the Petroleum Club. Now it's the Ninth Floor Club downtown, right?
Right. It sure is.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I, and what is the, we'll start with you. What is the Pachyderm Club for people who are interested, who might want more information? I don't care whichever one of you wants to answer.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer.
Okay.
Being the president of the Pachyderm Club, and yes, they've been around almost 40 years.
I saw, and I've been a member. I didn't even know that. So I am a member of Wichita Pachyderm Club, and it's, I didn't know they've been around for that long.
Yes. And so, like you said, we currently meet at the remodeled former Pachyderm Club, the Ninth Floor Club. And some of the topics you wouldn't necessarily expect, but we energy, economics, community, local, county, state policies and issues. And, of course, right now with local elections front and center, I'm sure we're going to have some of the folks
candidates.
For the primaries.
Candidates you guys always
there.
Get some great candidates who come in. I mean, and elected officials.
Yes.
It's not just a – yes, it's called the Pachyderm Club, but it's not affiliated with any party, correct, any political organization necessarily.
Necessarily. I mean, you are welcome to come. Whatever, you know, Democrats or whatever, but you might feel a little out of place.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
If you're one of the folks that are down there on Saturdays out in front, and this is the Ninth Floor Club, the patrol is right there at the corner of, is it, it's Douglas and Market
Douglas
or Broadway
and-
or... It's
Broadway.
Right downtown. Yeah, that's what
Douglas
I thought.
And lovely view, if nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Else.
So, and the food's great. It's a reasonable lunch. And if you're looking for a way, you know, Fridays to come down and have lunch, Pachyderm Club. And they're all, like I said, always fascinating speakers. And then.
But next year.
Yes.
Oh. We're going to be talking, I'm sure, to some potential governor.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
And
that,
John.
Yes.
No.
You're not
I am
running
not
for,
running.
Okay, so Donna's
for,
not running for
I'm
governor.
I'm not running for governor. But Jamie will tell you a little bit more about membership.
Yes, Jamie.
Okay. Hey, Wichita. This is Jamie Kissinger, member chair of the Pachyderm at Wichita. I've got your Friday lunch plans covered. Join us every Friday, 11:30 a.m. for a lively informational program at the stunning Ninth Floor Club in the Ruffin Building, formerly the Petroleum Club.
Ruffin, that's right, the Ruffin Building.
It's 100 North Broadway, Ninth Floor, right in the heart of our downtown.
It is the Ruffin Building. I thought it was the Ruffin Building.
Yes. Park in the garage for just a dollar. Grab a seat, get ready to connect, and learn and engage with some of the most interesting voices in civic engagement.
You guys have had some good speakers recently. I know, and what's interesting is, like, who ran Sam Brown? Was Sam Brownback's chief of staff? David Kensinger came down not too long ago. But it is interesting, as these campaigns ramp up, you will start getting gubernatorial candidates. I know Dr. Marshall has been there. Congressman Ron Estes was there not too long ago.
We had former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier.
That's right, Jeff Collier, who is a candidate. Vicky Schmidt, likely candidate for governor. So you've had at least a couple of them who either are running. Scott Schwab's been there not too long ago, too, as I recall. But
it's been a minute.
But you and Ty Masterson, I know, has spoke. He's probably getting in this month, from what I hear. So there are, I mean, there you go. You've already had a number of them who are
declared. Well, we also have some city folks, too.
Yeah, like
Mayor Lily Wu came and was
very gracious.
Yeah. She's just really nice. County commissioners come and speak.
Well, and then you both are also involved in some of the other organizations. So you've got the Kansas Federation of Republican Women, which includes the Republican Women United. It includes the Derby Republican Women as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And just I want to speak to the common sense women out there who want to do something and they just haven't found the organization where they can get engaged, because that was me back in 2020. I haven't been involved that much
until
then.
You weren't down burning cop cars
no,
and looting?
No, I was not. And this gave me a like-minded organization to be involved with. And I first got involved with the Wichita Club, the Republican Women United, and then ended up developing the Derby Republican Women with a handful of Derby ladies. And now I'm the fourth district director, so I get to work with both organizations. And they just, you know, and you can start your own club
and
if
Jamie,
you don't have one.
Is this how you got involved in local politics, is through these organizations?
Actually, I started with the GOP.
Did you really? Okay, mm-hmm. So because I know this is... I think I first met both. Well, I think I met you, Donna, at Pachyderm.
Right.
But I think it was at a Republican Women United that I started really seeing Jamie. And what's interesting is, just for the record, you don't have to be. Yes, it's called Republican Women United.
Yes.
But men can join.
Well,
we're kind of right. like sub,
you
we're
are
a subcategory.
Associates.
Yes, we're not real members. We're associate members.
That's right. You can't vote.
Yeah, so that's it. But you'll take our money.
Only half.
That's true. Only half.
Only half.
But we're welcome to attend. But it's a great organization because one of the things that, you know, I'm constantly trying to help people find ways to get involved. And if you want to, you don't necessarily have to go door knocking, but if you want to get involved and stuff envelopes or make phone calls, I mean, Jamie, when you and I, when we were down making phone calls last election cycle, I was down, you were down there as well.
Absolutely.
And you were down there with other RWU ladies mm-hmm. making phone calls. So a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go door knocking, so I don't have any way I can get involved. Republican Women Unite is one of those organizations, Derby Republican Women, who get out and make phone calls or stuff envelopes or, you know, ride in a parade as a way to get involved if they don't want to donate, can't afford to donate or don't want to knock doors.
Well, right. And the other thing is, if you want to have your own club, all you need is 10 ladies, 10 Republican ladies, and you can make your own club in your area.
So if they wanted a Cheney Republican
yes,
woman
right, exactly.
or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we would help,
Goddard,
them,
yes.
help them to do that as well. And, of course, the state level, the KFRW, Kansas Federation of Republican Women, is they are celebrating 95 years. So we're not a fly-by-night group. And they're going to do a special at our fall convention in November. There will be some special formulating to do something. And one of the things with the state level is we want to keep Kansas red. And red is recruiting, educating, and deploying. And so that's something that we really are interested in. Across the state, there's about 15 clubs, but a lot keep popping up. And one thing that people may or may not realize is that just on the state level, Kansas, in 2024, we logged 133,000 volunteer hours working for candidates and causes.
See, and this is something that's so important. And, you know, Jamie, I know you've been involved in campaigns. This is where people go for their grassroots activism. You need somebody to help you make phone calls or, you know, one of the ones I go to a lot is parades. And that's only sure. because in my house district, we had about 6 parades every year.
Name recognition.
And it's hard to get folks to do that. I always used to reach out to Republican Women United because they would go walk in a parade or they would help you make phone calls or they would some, you know, some can't afford to donate.
Go the extra mile.
And some can't necessarily go door knock. But they'll make phone calls for you and they'll get involved. And this is a great way if you're looking for a way. Yes, AFP does that. And I try and – it's one of the reasons why I promote them on the show is because – people are looking for ways to get involved. If there are women out there who are looking for ways to get involved, your two organizations are great ways to do that.
And you can go to the national organization as well because it's also at the national level.
So give us, if people are interested, start with the Pachyderm Club. If they want to attend, if they want more information, what's the website?
The website is wichitapachyderm.org for the full event calendar. And guess what? The first time, it's free.
Oh,
come,
so
get lunch. Eat with us.
Free lunch.
Free lunch.
First time they attend. And if they want, they can find, you can look at the calendar and see who's coming so I can get a feel for it. Put it on my calendar. Make sure I don't miss. Give me that website one more time for Pachyderm.
WichitaPachyderm.org.
And then Mary Sue. Donna, give me the Republican Women ones again.
Well, and the Derby Republican Women is we have our Gmail. So DerbyRepublicanWomen@gmail.com. And we meet the second Thursday of each month. So we'll be meeting next week.
And then the Wichita is republicanwomen.com. You can go there, republicanwomenunited.com. And you can see all the events and the calendars on that website as well.
And to make it easy, they can always go to Sedgwick.gop.
Yes.
That's the Sedgwick County Republican Party website, and links to all three of these or on the Sedgwick County Republican Party page, they can find it all from there, too.
And the Republican Women is always the second Saturday morning, 9:30 to 11 at the Wichita Area Builders Association at 7:30 North Main.
So now I'm going to surprise you with something.
Uh-oh.
You guys have both seen the wackadoodle protests come that go down every Saturday downtown.
So
next Saturday is Flag Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this as a challenge to you, Andy Hoosier, my buddy Andy Hoosier, who's on another station across town. We're not going to, which we won't mention. the name that cannot, he that shall not be named, the station that shall not be named. But Andy Hoosier and I have come up with an idea. We want to get together and do a, not a counter protest, but we want, you know, we want to get together and celebrate Flag Day next Saturday. Next Saturday is Flag Day. So I've talked to the folks at Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Their offices are at the at Union Station.
Yes.
So we want to do a Flag Day rally next Saturday at noon at Union Station. So I'm inviting my listeners, my audience, and Andy's going to do the same with his audience. And we'd like to invite you guys to invite your members to come out next Saturday at noon to Union Station and celebrate Flag Day. Now, if we just happen to be there and the wackadoodles just happen to be there and they, you know, don't like our Trump flags, MAGA flags, American flags, Kansas flags, Gadsden flags, well, that's their problem. But it's Flag Day and we think everybody should be there to celebrate pride in America. No rainbow flags are allowed. That's the only flag we're not allowing. But at any rate, put that out there. Let your members know. Okay. Andy's going to do the same. So next Saturday at noon at Union Station. So, and if they want information again, they can get that at the Pachyderm Club website, at RWU, Kansas Federation of Republic Women, and they can find all that links at Sedgwick.org, correct? Sedgwick.gop.
Yes.
Yes.
Or you can go to any of the other ones you know.
Yep.
And come to our meeting.
And come to the meetings. And Pachyderm.
Yes, raise our flags.
That's kind of why we thought about it, was you guys could leave your meeting and come on down. So, and don't forget Pachyderm Club every Friday at 11:30, and the doors at 11:30, and lunch starts at noon. So, all right, ladies, thank you. I appreciate it. It was kind of fun having this conversation. I remembered your name, most of it. We'll take a quick break. I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They great folks. They believe freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. If you want to find a way to get involved, a way to make your voice heard, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. A couple of events coming up. Don't forget the Sedgwick County Republican Party is having their monthly meeting. That's coming up on the 19th, Thursday evening, the 19th. The doors open at 6:30. Their guest speaker this month, really cool, actually, is Todd Starnes. He will be there live. It's not a Zoom meeting. He'll actually be at the meeting. So that's coming up on Thursday, the 19th. At the Wichita Area Builders Association. You can find more information, again, on the Sedgwick County website, sedgwick.gop, or on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But Todd Starnes, which they're partnering, with our friend over at the radio station that shall not be named.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But that's who they're partnering with. Speaking of partnering, we are working on some things as well here. At KNSS, little events called Politics and Pints. That's all I can say.
Which you brought up last week.
Yes.
Teasing. Yeah, I like that. I'm anxious to see where this goes.
Well, Dion Loeffler has agreed, so we're gonna try and do some more things like that. And we're actually working on partnering with some bigger names as well. So some bigger names that you can hear on this radio station.
Okay, bigger and better things to come. I like
that's all I can say.
And I want to say to everyone, if you don't have it, and I'm kind of speaking for John here, if you don't have a chance to hear the show on Sunday nights,
that's right,
and you want to say, John, I missed something, or I really want to hear that guest, I wasn't able to. Guess what? We got you covered.
Yep. Tune in on Saturday.
Started Saturday afternoons.
Yep.
1 to 3 here on KNSS, and we rebroadcast the previous Sunday's show.
Its
entirety.
They could go downtown and they could protest and join all the wackies, all the nutcakes and the fruits and nuts. And then at noon, and then at 1 o'clock, they can turn on the show. Better yet, you could take a boombox down and play the show for the crackpots. and maybe educate them. I would love that. You know what? I would love that. That would be so hilarious. Have somebody go down there and do, what was the movie where the guy's standing out?
Say anything.
Say anything. Yes. I would love to see somebody do that. Go do a say anything moment with the protesters downtown, which don't do that, actually. They would probably maul you. Trust me, I've been down there to interview those folks, and they mauled me, and I was wearing KNSS logo. If you force them to listen to my show, well, first off, they'd probably be educated, which would cause them physical pain. But actually, it would be funny as heck to have somebody do something like that. But yeah, what can I say? We're just being mean tonight. We're being unfair. We're being
What's
mean.
Wrong with education?
That's true. Speaking of unfair, I don't know if you saw the Albrego Garcia is finally returning to the United States.
I did.
Yes, I saw. I had a lady who sent me a message via Facebook Messenger. Said, "Ha ha, Albrego Garcia is coming back. Donald Trump lost." So I sent her a link to the story that shared the charges that are being filed against him. He's facing up to life in prison for human trafficking and drug smuggling. Yeah, ha ha, liberals. Enjoy, snowflake. Have a great week, folks. Carry on. Tune in Saturday for rebroadcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.